This show is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find the other great shows on the network, head over to thedeluxeeditionnetwork.com. What is up, everybody? Welcome to BAF, the Tasting Room.
Yeah.
The party's here.
We have a special guest today. We have Goot with us today. What's up, Goot?
Welcome back.
What's up? My first tasting room. Excited to be here, guys.
Nice to meet you.
We haven't told you what you're going to taste yet.
Thanks, Emmy.
So, okay, I have to take a fucking the wheel of fuckery here because I fucked up and said a name when it was in the red again. Yet again.
Do better.
So I gotta spin
you're the
wheel.
One that presses the red fucking button too, you know.
Yeah, I know. So here I go.
It sounds so good.
I know, I love the sound on the show.
I feel like it's Wheel of Fortune.
Big fuck you by Stu.
Oh!
Perfect. Oh yeah. Oh, I love it.
Stop touching your nipples.
Fuck.
This is gonna be so exciting.
So you have to lick salt off his nipples. Ooh. And a
tequila shot.
And a shot of gin and tequila.
Let's go ahead and do watermelon gin mixed with apple cider vinegar.
Oh, that might actually be okay.
Oh. All right, I'll try it.
Welcome just try to the tasting room.
I feel like it's a boozy vinaigrette.
All right, I am back, and I am ready to take this half shot of apple cider vinegar and half shot of watermelon gin. So.
You're welcome.
Where's Chase's boot?
On his foot.
I'll be fine. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Prost.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually made it better.
I told you. Okay. I was going to cut it.
Experimentation.
It was going to cut it.
Experimentation.
Damn it.
I didn't even taste the water. That wasn't bad at all.
Aw, you got it.
Right, now see? I know for next time.
Boozy vinaigrette.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, so we're going to go ahead and do our five ranking here. And today we are doing the top five worst comic book movies ever made.
That were theatrically released.
Yes, theatrically released. I'm going to go ahead and go first. And these are my five. Blade Trinity is one. I love the Blade movies, but when it came to Blade Trinity, that was a complete disappointment.
And like that had the vampire Pomeranian.
It fucking sucked. That one was fucking horrible.
It had Ryan Reynolds.
It still
it
sucked.
Triple H
there
in
are
it.
A lot of bad comics.
It wasn't good. Blade Reynolds. 1 and Blade 2 are by far better. Yeah. Blade Trinity was just fucking dog shit. I hated it.
Wesley Snipes didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
That's because he was avoiding paying taxes.
That is true. My second one would be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 2014 movie. Fucking horrible. The fact that they got Johnny Knoxville to play Leonardo.
So bad.
The voice of Leonardo was just weird, and it just did not work at all. The look just... I'm more of the classic. I like the Jim Henson look from the original 90s ones. I did not like that at all.
You like the rubber suits.
Yeah.
You like number three?
You gimp.
The third one?
Mm-hmm. That's his kink.
It's better than the fucking newer one. The third one, it sucks, but I thought the new one was just bad. I just didn't like all the CGI. I didn't care for it.
The voided out turtles.
The next one would be Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin was just a big toy commercial. That's all it was. It was the lines that were horrible. I mean, even Schwarzenegger's lines were just fucking bad. George Clooney nipples on the bat suit. It was horrible. Batman Forever.
So Stu can rub them easier.
Exactly. That's all for Stu.
Yes, Stu would definitely have nipples on his bat suit.
Yes. So Batman and Robin is going to be my number three. Superman 4 Quest for Peace. Ooh. That movie is horrible. Like, oh my God.
That's a solid poll.
Yes. I'm sorry. I did not like that one, especially when you see the fucking Superman carrying the girl in fucking space. What the hell was that shit? It was just bad. The
he
fucking
was breathing for her.
Yeah.
Osmosisly.
Yeah.
Through her skin. Somehow.
Wasn't Lex Luger's like nephew
Lex
or something
Luther.
Like
that?
Lex Luthor. Sorry.
Lex Luger's a fucking wrestler.
I know. I got it mixed up. Lex Luthor and his nephew was the guy from 16 Candles or Pretty in Pink. Yeah. Yeah.
Which. There are a lot of guys in either of those.
The geek in Pretty in Pink.
Oh, Ducky.
Yeah, that he actually played. Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
And then my fourth one would be Venom 2. I'm sorry. Venom 2 sucked really bad.
Oh, you just angered your wife.
I'm sorry. No, I did not like
all
it.
All week he's like, by the way, Venom 2 is in my list. I was like, cool. I like my Carnage Lego.
Didn't care for that one. But those are my top five worst. I mean, there's worse ones. There's a whole lot of worse movies out there. But those are the ones that I picked. So that's what it worked. So I'm really curious how it's going to go. Next, it is your turn, Snow. What are your top five worst comic book movies?
Well, I'm going to start off with, because I hate Seth Rogen, The Green Hornet. It was terrible.
It was fun as shit.
No.
Fuck you. It was fun.
Terrible.
It was fun.
God. Right. Like, that is one person just who should show him never be a superhero.
Incompetent superhero. I love the idea of an incompetent superhero.
Yeah.
No. And then I also have to pick The Eternals, because that was just... That was terrible. Yeah, I didn't like anything about that movie.
I think that's the lowest rated on Rotten Tomatoes for all the MCU movies, I believe.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like a 20. It's very, very bad.
Yeah.
And it's an earned 20. It's very bad.
It was beautiful.
Visually?
Visually, yeah. But the movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Didn't it have Jon
Snow? Who needs a plot when it's pretty?
Yes.
Didn't it have Jon Snow in it?
It had Jon Snow and the other Stark.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob Stark?
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Too. Both fighting over the same woman. Weird.
Interesting.
You know what? They just need to keep the Starks out of comic book because Dark Phoenix, same thing. Terrible. Oh. Terrible. Sansa? No.
Oh, man. And then my next one, I'm going to have to go with the Halle Berry Catwoman because...
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's bad.
How do you name really her like... Patience Phillips?
Huh?
That's her name in that
movie. Yep. I know.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Selena Kyle?
No.
It was Patience Phillips?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
Thank you.
Because they're stupid. Not good. My next one I'm going to go with is Barbarella, the 1968 Jane Fonda. Terrible. She was like fucking a space alien.
Ragnar hates that
thing.
Movie.
Yes.
I don't think
he doesn't like Jane Fonda.
I was going to say.
I hate
but
that
it was
fucking
so
cunt.
Fucking. Yeah. Yes, Jane Fonda is a cunt. Yes. No argument.
Agreed.
But
like,
it was so campy.
They
it was
had
so
like
campy.
Robot rape machines. Like, it was fucking weirdest porno thing ever. And my dad made me watch it.
What the fuck?
I didn't know
this
what
the future is going to be like.
I did
be
not
ready.
Know what
be
I
ready.
Was watching.
God.
But that movie stuck with me in a bad way. The last one I'm going to go with is Pam Anderson as Barb Wire.
Oh, that is a... That's when Pam Anderson was actually trying to make it big and
it
did not
work.
Go anywhere.
No.
Yep.
So yeah, there's my list.
That's a good one. All right. Ragnar, it's your turn, bro.
So, shit. All right. In really no particular order. Green Lantern is up there.
The Ryan Reynolds one? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Supergirl.
Supergirl wasn't that bad.
It was.
It was fucking horrible. Was
Quest for Peace was worse.
It was garbage.
It was shit.
Yeah.
I've seen dog shit better than that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Had a great score from Jerry Goldsmith.
And then Catwoman.
Yeah.
We all know why.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin.
Yep.
We all know why.
Yep.
And Superman 4. We all know why.
Wow. Got two on my list. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you copy his list?
No, I had my list before he did.
All right. I just got quiet all of a sudden.
Make sure you're good. I said five. Right. I don't know how many more.
All right. Now,
what are we doing more than five
my
now?
Turn. Oh, no. Stu, it's your turn.
No particular order. Superman 4. Quest for Peace. Of course. We already established. Steaming pile of horseshit. Supergirl.
Yep.
Fucking garbage. Absolutely. Next would be Jonah Hex by Josh Brolin.
Oh, yes. Man. I remember when that movie came out.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Fucking
it's on my list.
Garbage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern.
Yep.
All right. And just a complete shit show.
But what's funny about
top
it is
to bottom.
He makes fun of it in
Deadpool.
Yeah,
because he knows it's bad.
Yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
All right. And then last one. Steel, starring Shaquille O'Neal.
We were just talking about
that.
Forgot
about that one.
Yes, so bad. You're taking a Superman ripoff character, and then Oh, yeah, you can't talk about Superman in the movie. Nope. You can't have any connection to Superman at all. The entire thing that your character is based on, you can't have anything to do with it at all. But, yeah, go ahead and make the movie. Oh, and also use this basketball player who can't act worth a fuck.
Or rap.
All right, I can't do anything. Can't or shoot free throws.
I remember he tried to make fucking rap and hip-hop albums. Horrible.
Shaq Fu.
Yeah, Shaq Fu. The fucking game?
Shaq Fu.
Yeah, I remember the game. Yeah. Yes, Angry Video Game Nerd actually did an episode on that. Yeah.
But no, it just angered me so much because it wasn't too long after the death and return of Superman in the comic line. And the Steel character was a pretty fucking cool idea of a character.
Yeah.
And then just to be wasted, on that film. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
It angered me.
All right, Sammy, it is your turn. What are your top five worst comic book
or
superhero
movies?
I've never
felt more like a parrot in my life.
Wow. You are sitting on his shoulder.
I know, practically. It's ridiculous.
Give me some rum, parrot.
All right, so mine are kind of, I guess, out of the box. That personally, I made my list based on what pissed me off in comic to movie. So I didn't go with the same like major ones that you guys did, a little more off the beaten path. So, for me, again, no particular order, I have to go with 2009 X-Men Origins, The Wolverine. Again, Ryan Reynolds, terrible. Just, oh my God.
The first half was good.
No,
trying to do in a short period of time.
Terrible.
We'll talk about it later.
Could have been done way better. Absolutely freaking no. Just no. Then I'm going to have to go with Ben Affleck's Daredevil from 2003.
That wasn't that bad.
Shit movie. It is a shit movie.
Damn, I thought I had that on my list.
And like, especially when you see like in the show.
You always said that you loved Bullseye though.
Bullseye! Who's the fucking bad guy? It was the only good part of that movie when it's Daredevil.
Dude, he was the Penguin and he was amazing.
I know, Colin Farrell is the shit. And he was amazing in the reboot of fucking Fright Night.
He was good in The Gentlemen. Have you ever seen The Gentlemen?
Bang
good
his in boots. That one. Fright Night? Yes, please. So yeah, that one, not a fan. I actually went to TMNT as well, but I went with TMNT 3 when they're in Japan because upon reviewing it for the TMNT episode, it just killed my.
Because you always said that you loved it, and then you watched it.
I was so ignorant as a child, and then I watched
it. And even our kids hated it.
And our kids were like, Mom, I'm like, this is bad. This is really bad. And especially because of how dark the comics were.
Yeah.
I love the first film, obviously. And then last one for me is going to be from the Alien comic line to Alien fucking 4. I hated Alien 4. I hated Ripley's weird...
Alien Resurrection?
Yes. Fucking terrible fucking movie. Terrible fucking movie.
It's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie. Spawn is sucked out the side. Fuck that. Fucking stupid.
I told you. I've said it in the past episodes.
I love Brad Dwarf and pretty much everything.
And Ron Perlman.
No, it doesn't matter because it was such a shit storyline.
Okay.
It was such shit.
The coolest
part of that was when the Xenomorphs were underwater. That was it.
Yeah.
That was a perk.
Okay.
No, I'm not wrong. You have shitty taste in movies.
No, it's the last 5 minutes that suck. The rest of the movie is actually pretty entertaining.
It's a shit
All right, whatever.
Movie.
Hey, what's her name?
Ding, ding, ding.
But
ding,
how does that go into superhero?
No, you said comic to film. You said comics to film. There are alien comics.
Okay.
Comic book.
Did you forget what we're talking about?
I know,
about?
But no, based done, off of comics, though.
But it's,
no. That's not what you said. It's vehicles all over again.
I think Ron's argument is the comics came about because of the Alien movies.
Yes.
So this wasn't a natural
based off of a
transition.
Comic.
You know, it wasn't based off of a comic. Comics were based off of the movies.
I was not told that stipulation. I was told
I was going to let it go. I was going to make the
five worst comic to movies.
Yes, I wasn't going
to
make
whether
the
or not
argument.
The chicken versus the egg situation was never briefed to me.
I guess
vehicles all over again.
Okay,
well, pick another one.
Fuck. Superman 4. It's terrible. It's awful. It's on 3 fucking lists now. There you go. No. Honestly, if I was going to go, oh shit, fuck, I missed one. Actually, I missed one on my list. Sorry. I'll redeem. With Mark Miller's Kick-Ass 2, Kick-Ass 2. I hated Kick-Ass 2. It was a shit movie. Motherfucker was over the top. I wanted to smack the shit out of Fogel. He pissed me off. It was a garbage sequel. Yeah,
no, I can agree with you on that.
The first Kick-Ass was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And it did justice to the fucking comics.
Yeah, no.
So there you go. That's where we're rounded out.
That's a good one. The sequel, it was supposed to be called Kick-Ass 2 Balls of Steel, I think. I remember the original title.
It was Kick-Ass 2 Sucking Balls is what it was.
There you go. Goot, it is your turn, buddy.
I am surprised no one said the 2015 Fantastic Four.
Oh,
almost made my list.
Okay, that's a true
that's a good one.
Hate in my heart for that fucking movie. Dark Phoenix, another shit movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With Sansa as Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. It was pretty bad. Plus, the way that they made Mystique, she looked so fucking weird in that movie. And I think it was also she had to wear the X-Men suit because she complained that she couldn't stand wearing the bodysuit and being in that tight suit. And it actually was more of a just body paint.
Yeah.
So they had her in. She just looked fucking weird. The short hair and everything.
Romaine looked way better than J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I agree.
They just thought they didn't give a fuck anymore. They're like, just wear what you want to wear.
Yep.
And she started saying what she said. They're like, this is bad.
This is a money grab.
It's a paycheck.
I agree with Stu's Jonah Hex. I saw that in theaters and was like, God, Josh Brolin, why did you do this?
It could have been so good.
Yes.
But he has redeemed himself.
Oh, yes.
He has redeemed himself.
Catwoman, you know, I love you, Halle Berry, but God bless, that movie was bad. and then Wolverine Origins. Fucking hate that movie.
That's two for Wolverine Origins. So this is going to be an interesting discussion. So, all right. So that is our top five worst comic book movies of all time. That was a little fun show that we did here. So thank you guys. Bottom five comic book movies.
Yeah.
So you guys join us for our next tasting room. It's going to be fun for another one. We got so many coming down the road. I mean, plenty of fun ones coming. So see you guys all later.
Ron Suck Balls.
Shut the fuck up.
Compliance.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, this is Ron. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Barrel Age Flicks. 2022 has been an amazing year with our great shows, including BAF, The Small Batch, Sammy Select, and The Tasting Room. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, this helps out enormously. Give us a follow on Instagram at Barrel Age Flicks Podcast. If you would like to send us a special film request, please contact us via Instagram and we will give you a personal shout out on the show. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Audible, Pocket Cast, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Special thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio on YouTube for his awesome music. This guy fucking rocks. Check him out. Want to give a shout out to Sammy, one of our guest hosts on the show who does our amazing album artwork. Thank you, Sammy. Our podcast only exists because of listeners like you. To find other great shows, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Hope you join us for our next episode. Later, guys.